Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Saving for something special? Let our savings plans bring your plans to life. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
With the recent addition of Lúthromán and Morto and a few other Irish terms to the Oxford English Dictionary, it has us wondering just why we use slang in the first place and just how vital is it to social connection and identity. We're joined now by Padraig Walsh, Chartered Behavioural Psychologist at Changeable.ie. Padraig, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Katie.
So why do we use slang?
Slang originated in, the term slang originated in the 18th century and was used by thieves and beggars and vagabonds to hide their subterfuge from the police. So the idea of this secret language developed around then, and then it transferred across to trades where people started to use words specific to their trade and what we would know now as jargon, but slang remained, and it's really important for us in our social development where you're talking about identifying our social groups, our subculture, who we're about, what we're about, where we're from.
Our tribe.
Our tribe.
So it's kind of end-to-end encryption for a particular group.
Once upon a time, that's the function that it served. But from a psychological perspective, it's really interesting. It has us, we have so many different slang terms that are related to who we are and what our tribe is. So it's a very colourful way of communicating. Now, slang can have bad PR, that it can seem lazy, it can appear like it's unprofessional, it's informal. But from a linguistic point of view, from a psychological point of view, it serves a really important purpose for us to tell a colourful story.
So what's happening in our brains then?
So there's a few different things, and this has only recently been something studied. I actually was picked up the monitor in psychology. It's an APA, an American Psychological Association magazine, and this was their headline for the month of April, was "Why do we use slang?" So from a neuroscience perspective, there's a few different areas of our brain that are firing. So the first one is actually that it feels good. It's playful, and you can see this in teenagers and young people. Like, I learned the term skibbity recently, and all day today, when I was researching it yesterday, I thought this is kind of a fun word to say. But the same areas of our brain that indicate social connection, or that we're going this, you know, when you learn a new word, that area of satisfaction, that same part of our brain lights up. Now, there are caveats to that because somebody of my age should not be using slang that is not designed for me because I'm not part of that in-group. So it's important that while slang can be inclusive to show what part of the group I am, its original design was to indicate and to be exclusionary.
Correct.
As you were saying skibbity there, there could have been a 14-year-old sitting in a car thinking that fella doesn't have much riz.
Oh, harsh, Colin. Very harsh, but true. And that was exactly it. And this is part of it. Now, one of the interesting things that we noticed, so I stuck it out, like any good psychologist, I have WhatsApp groups that I can go to find some of the terms. So for my Dublin friends, there was the Daniel Day, which is the?
Lewis.
There is the, I'm on my Tobler.
Tobler,
I'm on my own. So there was a few different ones. Then when you go to, obviously we have our Joe Maxi, which is our taxi, our Mott, which is Mahan Kalyin.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah, apparently so. This is where Mott came from, was Mahan Kalyin, is my Kalyin.
All right.
Then someone is from Athlone, they're threepence. They're not the full shilling.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Limerick, you're a pothole. Why are you a pothole?
I don't know.
Somebody you avoid. Like a pothole, you try and avoid them. If you're in Cork, you're allergic. Cork also have a few interesting ones where you say you're haunted. If you're down in Cork and you're saying you're haunted, it means you're lucky. Which
oh,
I would
yeah,
have
no, that, oh, yeah, yeah. That would be used.
That is the key kind of indicator of an in-group. If you know what haunted means, it kind of is a little bit cryptic. And this is what I like about slang, is the origins of it. It's a really rich and colourful language. And it gives us almost like an imprint of our social history, our history of place, and also the kind of social groups that we're part of.
I would have said deadly for something that was good, but my cousins in Monaghan, deadly meant boring.
Exactly. So apparently, if you are, there's a couple of, cooked for the younger generation is bad, but cooking is good. So if I've got this segment and it's cooked, it means it's going really bad. But if it's cooking, Colm, I've got riz.
a lot of slang is the opposite, though, isn't it? Something, it's, you know, something's very bad. It's
It can, and it goes back to that kind of secret language. Now, what's interesting when we look at it is the digitization and the globalization of slang. So once upon a time, what we're talking about, and I've indicated here, is that it can signify place. So Cockney rhyming slang is different to what Aussies might say. Australians will have different words. To the Birmingham people from Birmingham, if I say, well, boy, I'm from Cork. If I say, boy, the kid, you're from Limerick. If you're in Dublin, you say, all right, bud, you're from Dublin. So once upon a time, it was very strongly related to location. But now over the last 10, 15 years, what we find is that it is digitized, it has become digitized, and it's actually more of an indication of our generation.
I was going to say, correct, it's a generational thing.
It is a generational thing.
And there is literally nothing more cringe than trying to present yourself as understanding or being able to say the wrong slang.
Correct. You'd come across as Tom Cruise trying to do an Irish accent. Yeah. So we really value authenticity in people, and particularly for social groups. If you think about adolescence, that is that period of your life where you're trying to really establish, who am I? Who are my tribe, as you said earlier on, Katie? Mm. So when you're talking about subcultures, there's ways that you dress, there's haircuts you have, there's things that you do, but there's also words that you use. So that slang is really important. And if you're a parent, tread very, very carefully if you're going to use it.
Yeah, you can't be doing it.
You will not slay. You will not slay as you...
No, you're more likely to be of a generation that digs it the most, daddy-o. But it's funny, you can the things that have slipped in to slang that would not be repeatable in polite company, like the term that's bandied around it in calling somebody a Burke, is
a Berkshire Hound.
Berkshire Hunt.
So another one that's gone
we
into
won't
the
translate that one.
No.
Another one that's gone into the Oxford Dictionary is class, which I would have thought was there ages ago, but that's that's sort of intergenerational, I would say, almost at this stage, isn't it?
Yeah, and it can come from previous language. So there's a good friend of mine called Dermot Lamb up in Monaghan, and a lot of the kind of Monaghan again, actually, a lot of his terms have come from Scots Gaelic, because a lot of the farms around him were Protestant landowners. You know, Dermot is in his 80s. Hello, Dermot, if you're listening. But a lot of it came from Scots Gaelic. So a lot of it can transfer from words that initially had a particular meaning, and then they transfer and move across, and a new word is formed that becomes part of that subculture to indicate identity.
How do you get a new word in? Because I always think of Mean Girls one, stop trying to make fetch a thing, you know. That line, how do you land a new word?
So this is really interesting in terms of generations. It is the words that we use are, like, if you look at younger people who are in Generation Alpha, or those born since 2010, a lot of the slang emerges from the technology that they've used. So TikTok or gaming or Roblox. And what slang does is it provides that bridge between IRL in real life and the digital world, so they can learn something on this technology, or something that's visual and a meme for maybe Generation Z. Then for us millennials, it was around, you know, when we had text messages and you were going to be charged an extra 20p if you had went over 160 characters. So words like lol and raffle and FOMO became like words that were slang for us.
Okay, I'd love to keep going. We have to go, though. That's Padraig Walsh there. Many thanks for that, Padraig Walsh. Chartered behavioural psychologist at changeable.ie.